prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday. I love Fridays. You know why? Because tomorrow is Saturday. That's why. And I got a couple announcements to make first before we get started. First of all, I've been getting some messages on Facebook that some of you are having difficulty entering the power block drawing. We're working on it. The CAPTCHA, the little letters and numbers that you have to write to prove that you're a human and not a spam bot, seems to be causing some problems for people who are entering, and as a result, we're getting bounces where people are not able to enter. That will be fixed. It's being worked on right now. I've asked to have the CAPTCHA completely removed. I think that's the solution. I don't know that we really need it. We'll see. But nonetheless, keep trying. I promise you that it will be fixed very quickly. Okay. And secondly, Saturday the 13th of November, I will be doing a live remote from the Kentucky Muscle Show in Louisville, Kentucky, sponsored exclusively by VPX Sports Supplements. You go to vpxsports.com. We will have a live remote. We'll have color commentary. John Romano will be on the show, as he is the director of marketing for VPX. And it's going to be a special two-hour live broadcast. It's going to be a lot of fun, lots of laughs. I'm sure there's going to be some real chaos. You're going to want to tune in. And we'll let you know exactly. I think right now the way it's set up is you'll have to go to the vpx.com website and they'll have a page specifically set up to tune in live to the show. And then there'll be obviously podcasts for download after that. I like these kind of shows that we're going to do today. This is something that I enjoy doing because I feel like we get really caught up in science and stuff, and but we forget that all the subject we talk about on Superhuman Radio are designed to do one thing, and that's to help people live better lives, ultimately, whatever that means. Disease-free, greater levels of strength, endurance, mental clarity, and so on. I mean, really, that is the goal of the show. So this is called the Everyday Hero Series, and today we've got David Wilson on the show. How you doing, David?
Doing great, Carl. Glad to be here.
I met you on Facebook. See, those of you who are not friends with me on Facebook, you better get busy. You could be on the show. Who knows? Anyway, I met you on Facebook, and you have an amazing story to tell. Before we get deep into the story, let's talk about a little bit about who you are right now and what you do. You have an interesting line of work. You're in the music business, right?
Yes, sir. I'm a manager for a guitar department at a retail music store, which means that I sell guitars and work on guitars. I also am the manager of our education center. I've been teaching guitar for almost 20 years. And I also play in a 80s and 90s top 40 rock band.
Really? What's the name of it?
Jibber Jabber.
Jibber Jabber. And so you play all music from the 80s and the 90s? Like Billy Idol and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, Huey Lewis of the News, Roxette, Def Leppard, that kind of thing.
You know, that's the music I listen to, obviously, for a very, very long time. So I like that kind of music.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so let's talk about where you began. As a child, where did you live?
In Lawton, Oklahoma.
Okay. Where is Lawton, Oklahoma, for those people who don't know?
It's not that small. It's about 100,000 people, right next door to Fort Sill, which is the free world's largest artillery base.
Wow.
And it is in the southwest corner of Oklahoma, about 90 miles away from Oklahoma City.
Okay. And currently, now let's tell people, what was your heaviest weight-wise?
The heaviest I ever was 400 pounds.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'6".
Oh, wow. Okay, you're not as tall as I thought you were. That's a lot of weight to carry at 5'6".
That is a lot, yeah.
How old were you when you hit that weight, that top weight?
When I first realized that I weighed that much, I was 31.
Now you say first realized. How could you not know? Did you never step? You afraid to step on a scale or?
Oh, I knew that I had put on a lot of weight. I had been 300 before, and I knew that I was bigger. But I was not expecting to see that number begin with a 4.
Where did you weigh yourself? Because conventional scales, like my scale, when I was at my heaviest, I think my scale went up to 310, and I used to just peg it. I used to stand on it, and it would go so fast, you know, and then it would hit, I mean, ping, 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 and it would just stop. And I was like, well, I know I'm at least 310. I'm definitely a lot more than that. Where did you find the scale that would weigh you to 400 pounds?
This one just did. It was a regular bathroom scale type thing.
Now, isn't that scary? If scale companies like Toledo and those are saying, you know, people are getting bigger and bigger. We need to go up higher because there's people.
And that's probably why. Yeah,
I know. Isn't that that's a scary thought right there?
It is.
Wow. Okay. That's sobering. I just had to stop and think about that for a second. Like, I just imagine the board meeting at a scale manufacturer going, you know, people are getting a lot heavier. We need to make the top end of these scales 400. What?
Right.
Yeah, 400. You know, it's shocking. Anyway.
Well, I think it did bottom out at 400, so I probably was a little bit heavier than that, actually.
Okay, so when you saw that, what's the first thing that goes through your mind?
How did this happen? How did I? Because I had gotten in decent shape before, predominantly back in the guys have been to bodybuilding a long time, remember the old school Muscle Media 2K when they right before they started having the Body for Life contest.
Right.
Right around that period, I had gotten really, really into to weight training, dropped a bunch of weight, and never got my abs in, but I got in good shape, broad shouldered. I had a 54-inch chest and a 34-inch waist.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I had gone from weighing 305 to that condition at 194. I was strong, I was fast, and I felt great.
How long ago was that?
That was in 96, 97.
Wow. Okay.
And I let all that slip away.
And that's something we're going to talk about. You know, now, how old are you now?
I am 37.
Okay, so you're still young enough to get this done, but you're at that critical age now. You're at an age right now where you can't really F up anymore, because if you get past 40 with this weight, you're doomed.
Right.
I mean, I use the word doomed specifically because it's going to shorten the quality and shorten your life entirely.
Correct.
Okay. So you've had lots of bouts of weight loss and weight gain. Why do you usually gain the weight back, do you think?
You know, that is something that I have thought about a lot. I am definitely a carbohydrate addict. I definitely believe that I need to stay away long term, stay away from processed foods. I really do think, Carl, that more than anything, it's a matter of convenience. It is just simply easier to run and grab something than it is to stay on a workout schedule, cook your own food, pay attention to those things. I think that is a big part of it. I think that I do have some natural insulin resistance that I just need to pay close attention to those types of things. And I think that also sometimes I get to the point where I think I just have to make this a focus and stay focused on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the carbohydrate thing, what is your heritage? What nationality are you?
Basically, English, some Welsh, and some Native American.
Okay. The Native American actually may be where your problem comes from, believe it or not. Okay, so carbohydrates clearly are the root of the problem for the majority of the population in this country. And you're no different, because it's the truth. I mean, people who eat carbohydrate-centric diets put on a lot more weight. I don't care what new research is coming out that, you know, you can eat carbohydrates and still lose weight. You can eat wood and lose weight. Or you can eat, you know, I mean, sure, no doubt about it, but genetically, we are just not designed to consume carbohydrates in the amounts that we have consumed them, or we consume them in this country.
Right.
So clearly that's where the problem lies. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about where you are in your journey now, because this is it for you. This is your last hurrah, and you've made great strides and great progress. We want to talk about where you are now, and how you're going to work to keep the progress going. But more importantly, once you reach your goal, what you're going to do to stay there. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with David Wilson. This is going to be a very inspirational show, I promise you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
beat his vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now, from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting ironmaglabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, David Wilson. We're talking about his journey, changing his life. He's doing it right before our eyes. This is very exciting because lots of people come to you and go, hey, I was there and now I'm here. Look at me. We're actually talking to a man as he's on the journey. And in my opinion, he's at the midway point right now. And he's got some more work to do. And we want to discuss that further. Okay, so this go around, you have found yourself now at a remarkable weight loss yet again. How much weight have you lost this particular bout in your journey?
Well, this particular bout, I began at, I'm guessing right at 400, and we didn't have a scale at the particular moment that I started this last summer, Carl. So I'm going to assume that that was right at 400, and I have now, I'm now down to 297, so I've lost 103 pounds.
Over what period of time did you say?
Well, I began in August of last year. And I worked through the end of that of 2009 into the holidays. Took a break in January, not on purpose, but I got a very severe upper respiratory infection coughed for probably about 4 months. I couldn't hardly do anything without really just having bad coughing spells. Not sure what that was, but I kind of got off track. Didn't gain any weight back, but lost some progress time.
Right.
And so, but here I am. At this point now, I've lost 103 pounds.
Okay. And so your goal is to get down to, you told me this off the air, tell my listeners what your goal is to get to what weight?
Well, I'm not sure about a weight. My goal is, and if I may, here are my goals for my 40th birthday. I turned 40 May of 2013.
Okay. May what?
May 19th.
Okay.
And that month, May of 2013, I want to be able to do the following things. I want to hit 9% body fat.
Okay.
I want to have a 405 deadlift.
Okay.
I want to be able to do 10 pull-ups. And I want to be able to do 15 body weight overhead squats. The overhead squat is a big deal for me because it requires a lot of mobility.
Right.
And I can actually do sets of five with the bar now. And for me to be able to get that kind of mobility after years of being stiff and inflexible, I'm pretty excited about it.
How are your knees?
My knees are in fine shape.
Good.
I have no health issues that I'm aware of at all.
Good. Okay. All right. So now you've said it to the world. You've actually stated it on the air. Literally, tens of thousands of listeners will download this podcast and hear this. So you cannot turn back now.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So what is your, what are you doing right now as far as nutrition and exercise? What is a normal day in David's life?
Well, I am eating very, very low on the food chain. I am eating a lot of eggs, a lot of steak.
I hope you're eating grass-fed beef. I have to tell you, if you're not eating grass-fed beef, then don't eat a lot of steak.
Okay. I have in the past. I am not right now.
Okay. Don't eat a lot of steak because your body right now is an inflammation factory. Because of the weight that you're carrying, because of the stored toxins in the fat cells, because of the hormones that the fat cells are producing in your body is an inflammation factory. And I would challenge any doctor who thinks I'm wrong to tell me I'm wrong, and I'll listen to them. But I'm telling you what I believe and what I know from my own research. You need to be using copious amounts of omega-3 fish oil. I mean, you need to be getting 6 grams a day of DHA. I know that sounds insane, but you just need to invest in some Carlson's fish oil and drink it by the shot glass a couple, three times a day, number one.
So you like Carlton's. I've actually been using Udo Erasmus blend.
Okay, I mean, whatever you use is fine. I like Carlson's because it will not repeat on you. It's the lemon, not the orange flavor, the lemon flavor doesn't repeat on you. It goes down easily and it's gone. But,
well, I'll look
but
into it.
The reason that I say you do not want to eat conventional beef is because conventional beef is pro-inflammatory because it's very, very low in omega-3s and very high in 6s and 9s,
right,
which produces more arachidonic acid and is the reason why beef is linked to different types of cancers. Cancer, it thrives in an inflammatory environment. So you have to do all sorts of things to make sure that you don't tip the scales towards greater inflammation and or the potential for cancer. So I would not eat a lot of beef if your budget is such or access to food is such that you can't put your hands on grass-fed beef, then I would limit the amount of beef you eat right now. That's just my humble opinion, and I'll stand
cool
to be corrected.
Well, we have actually eaten grass-fed beef before, and I have checked out one of your sponsors, U.S. Wellness Meats.
Great.
Basically what we want to be able to do as a family, we have kind of an extended family living with us, my wife's younger sister and her daughter, my niece, live with us, and we just want to make sure that we can get the meat in and cook it so that it stays fresh and worked into our busy schedule. That's kind of the plan, but that is going to be in the very near future type of thing.
Right.
But I am a big believer in the fish oils, and of course Udo's blend is not fish based, but it's still an omega-3 rich oil.
Right.
And I tell you what, when it comes to inflammation, I know that if I were to sit down tonight and eat a big plate of rice or pasta, my joints would be so inflamed tomorrow morning I would feel like I had aged 20 years.
I bet.
Because once I cut the carbs out and got my intake of healthy fats up, my joints just felt so much better.
There you go. So eggs, steak, you're eating lots of fish, I would imagine, too?
Eating lots of fish. Salmon and, trout, tilapia. Don't eat that as often as chicken and beef, but yeah.
Okay, and then as far as your carbohydrate sources, you're eating vegetables, I would imagine?
I am eating green stuff, and that's it.
Good.
Basically spinach, broccoli, lettuce, asparagus.
Excellent, excellent. And then as far as exercise goes, how many times a week are you training now?
Well, I try to do different kinds of training. My recovery right now is just pretty rock bottom because I'm not taking in just a ton of calories. And I'm only using the word calories just as a measurement of how much I'm eating.
Right, right.
My recovery is just not the greatest right now, so I am doing serious strength training twice a week. And serious strength training, I'm talking about deadlift, squats, military press, bench press, pull downs, and dumbbell rows. That's it. And then I love kettlebells. On my Facebook, I've got pictures of all the stuff.
And you have a set of power blocks, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I know. I saw that in the picture.
Yeah. And
You like your power blocks?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
So if you don't have a set of power blocks, you can get a set by going to Superhuman Radio. Shameless plug. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win a set of power block dumbbells. One set will be given away every month, November, December, and January. You enter once. You have three chances to win. What do you got to lose? There you go.
Actually, I've got two sets. I've got a 5 to 90, and then I've got a 5 to 50, 45 pound at my dad's house.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, they're great. But anyway, so you're training like what you consider extreme strength training a couple times a week, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple times a week.
And then you're doing your kettlebell stuff and other things around it, in other words.
Correct.
Perfect.
And basically, I'm organizing my strength training in a usually kind of a 5x5 lower body, and then an EDT PR zone style for upper body.
Very cool. Very cool. You put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer in Charles Staley's methodology on fatigue management and that kind of stuff.
I know. And it makes perfect sense. If you were going to work as a construction worker in an 8-hour day, would you try to go and like blow your whole day out by lifting the heaviest group of bricks? No, you have to pace yourself so you can get as much work done as possible. And Staley's escalating density training routine is a great break if you like periodized training and you want to do it for a couple months to kind of manage fatigue, manage mm-hmm. fatigue and get a lot of work done at the same time. It's really cool.
And it's fun, and you know exactly when your workout's going to be over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Everything's done in 10-minute sessions, so it's pretty cool. All right, so let's talk a little bit about now how you got here. Were you very overweight as a child?
Extremely.
Like how old were you, did you have a weight problem?
I was severely overweight by 3.
I would
say probably 60 pounds overweight by, about 50 pounds overweight by 6. Horribly made fun of in school.
How did you, why do you think you were so overweight at such a young age?
Lots and lots of carbs. Looking back on it, I just took in a lot of sugar as a kid.
Yeah, but as a kid, you're not making your own food. You're being fed. So are you saying that your parents kind of were a carb-centric household?
I think that we were a carb-centric household, and I don't for a second want to blame them or anything like that.
No, because they were doing what the government told them to do, and they were doing what was popular in that era. I mean, people didn't know any better. That's it.
And there was no internet to go online and search things out as easy as it is now. But yeah, it started pretty early. I remember the sugar sludge in the bottom of the cereal where you'd add more sugar.
Mm.
And, of course, if I saw my mom add a little, well, heck, when you're 7, well, hey, this makes it better, so stick a bunch on.
Could you imagine? I mean, back in the day when cereals didn't have sugar in them,
right,
people added sugar. Because I remember cornflakes when I was really young. I mean, I'm talking like 7 years old. I remember my mom would sprinkle a little sugar on my cornflakes in the morning. But cornflakes didn't have any sugar. But nowadays, you've got cereals that are actually the first ingredient, if you look at them, is sugar.
Right.
You know, and then it's, grain. It's like, wait a minute. This isn't cereal. This is sugar with some cereal added to it.
Right.
So you were adding sugar to sugar, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And take a, something that, was already, probably more carbohydrates than I needed than adding so much refined sugar to it.
So you really didn't have a chance, to be honest with you. I mean, you didn't have a chance from the standpoint of you were raised in a household that followed the edicts. And of course, you're from Oklahoma, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay, it's the heartland. I mean, yes. They probably grow a lot of corn there, right?
A lot of wheat, a lot of cotton.
Okay, so there you go. So, you know, if you're growing wheat, and that's the staple of the of industry in your area, then you're not going to turn your nose up on wheat-based products. It's probably like, you know, when I lived in Louisville, people smoked. Why? Because tobacco was king there, you know.
Right.
So you really didn't have a shot. And this is true of most people who live in, you know, the Midwest, the Corn Belt, the Rust Belt. These are good, honest, God-fearing, hardworking people, and they believe everything that the American government feeds to them. And matter of fact, a really funny, I was having a conversation last night with Dr. Scott Connolly about the Body RX show, and he has this great image that he's going to be putting up on his website very shortly. And it's a picture of a woman with a huge butt, and it's superimposed over the government's food pyramid. And it says, does this government food pyramid make my ass look big? And it really is true when you think about it. It's like, if you eat the way the government tells you to eat, you're going to get fat.
Yeah, and more than likely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really didn't have a shot here. So you were really obese as a child,
right.
and then you just followed on.
Right.
So through your teen years, you were pretty heavy then too, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Did that cause problems for you in high school?
Oh, it was terrible. It was absolutely horrible. I mean, you go through, you get up and face every day at school convinced that you'll never have a date, you'll never get married, you're just as uncool as it can be. I remember in eighth grade, I was 13 years old, I went into fifth grade.
For your not Walgreens Pharmacy, located at...
Sorry about that. You still there, David?
Oh, yeah, I'm still
Oh,
here.
I'm so sorry about that. A line got crossed. Go ahead.
I was in a fifth hour science class, and I went into to sit down on my desk, and it was one of those desks where the desk part is connected to the chair part, and somebody had kicked in or bent in the legs on the right side. Well, as I sat in it,
and
the weight shifted, that whole desk just went whoom right over on the side.
And of course, the whole class just started roaring because the fat kid just fell.
Right, and of course, then they tried to say that, oh, he broke the desk, which is ridiculous. I could have weighed 1,000 pounds and wouldn't have broken the desk. But, of course, then here I'm wiggling and trying to get out of it, because it's hard. You can imagine in that position, it's hard to get out, even if you're a normal weight. And that pretty much summed up my junior high life.
And I can relate to this, because I really got heavy from about the age of 10 on. And that's when my weight problem started. But then I lost it when I was in high school. For me, I never lost feeling like a fat person when I was in high school. But I know it's terrible. And I'm not picking on your parents. I'm picking on parents in general out there right now. If you have a child that is overweight and you're just kind of sitting back and going, well, when they get older, this will work its way out. Or when they start liking boys or girls, this will work its way out. Or someday I'll have the time to put in and help my child work this out. You're lying to yourself. And letting your child be obese gives them a head start on all of these diseases that they develop later in life. There's a lot of evidence that children who are obese, you know, at the ages of like 10 to 14, have a preponderance of heart disease and diabetes and you name it, coronary artery disease, starting when they're children. So it really is something that parents need to pay closer attention to. And again, I'm not dragging your parents on the carpet. My parents are the same way. You know, life, they're busy fighting life every day, working. It's like the last thing they're thinking about is, oh, now we have to help the kid lose weight.
Right.
But we're going to talk about that when we come back, because there are things that parents can do and should do. And you're not going to like what I have to say. We're talking today with David Wilson about his personal journey. You're going to want to listen to the rest of the show. It's going to be really good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We got my new West Side East Time. Every section where my connection lies. East Side brand, make the crowd go loose. Never had no desire for shiny suits. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery.
delivery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increased lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, this obesity phenomenon used to be exclusively an American problem, but it is starting to travel around the country, I mean around the world rather, into other countries, because more and more countries who think that everything about the United States is wonderful are letting us export our dietary style to those countries, you know, McDonald's and crap food and so on and so forth. And so you have these other countries like the UK and so on that are starting to have their problems as well. But clearly this is the majority of this problem is exclusively an American problem. And the reason it's an American problem is because, well, quite frankly, the government is behind the large agricultural companies who benefit from feeding us foods that make us fat. And it's up to us to stop, to get the right information and stop eating that crap. I mean, you know, you can blame your parents for your problems until you figure out what your problems are, and then it's your responsibility to fix them. We can sit here and say, well, the government doesn't give a damn about us, so they're allowing the corn producers and all these other companies that are feeding us crap that isn't really good for us to have the financial edge to do so through subsidies and giving them the right of way to advertise and lie to us and blah, blah, blah. But once you realize that, you can't keep buying that stuff. It's not the government's fault anymore once you realize it. And what I was going to say to you, David, a moment ago that parents need to do, if you have a child that's overweight, I'm willing to bet 9 out of 10 times you're overweight too. So you want to save your child's life? Save your life. You want to change your child's eating habits? Change your eating habits. You want your child to be healthy? You get healthy. Because children do whatever their parents do. They act like us. They talk like us. They fight like us. And they eat like us. So if you have a weight problem and you're too lazy to, you know, curtail the way you eat and get up off your ass and exercise, and you don't want to do it for yourself, then do it for your child, because they're emulating you. And 9 out of 10 times, if you see obese parents, you see an obese child. Very rarely do you see obese parents and a skinny child. It does happen. There are children who go, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be different. But most of the times, if you have obese parents, you're going to be obese too. Were your parents overweight by any chance, David?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. There you go. So parents, you know, get off your asses and fix yourself, and your kids will fix themselves too. Very simple. You don't have to worry about, gee, now we got to sign Junior up for soccer, get him a personal. No. You sign up for soccer. You get a personal trainer. Junior will follow. So anyway. Okay. So all through high school, very, very painful for you because of your weight. And then later on in life, I'm sure that it brought you a lot of issues as well. You have no health issues at all, huh?
Nope.
You're very fortunate. No high blood pressure, nothing like that.
Feel great. My blood pressure was high before I started all this, but now it's normal.
There you go.
And I've never had any blood sugar issues or anything like that.
You're very fortunate. Phenomenal. Yes, you're very fortunate. You have good genetics, that means.
Well,
but you got to get it down now.
I do. All of the men in my family have lived well into their 70s. So
there you go. And you know what? You get this straight, and it's very realistic for you to live into the 9th and 10th decade of your life if you start adapting and controlling and changing. And you got to. And you know, you got to. The big problem is that people, even myself, you look at your weight and you go, "I want to get to this." You know, I want to get to 15 chin-ups. I want to get to 180 pounds. I want to see my abs. But we have to think past that at some point in time. It's okay to think that way now, but as you get closer to your destination, you got to start thinking about the next destination.
Right.
And so for you, the next destination has to be, now that I'm there, how do I stay there? What do I do to motivate myself to stay there? I have to say a longer life is pretty decent motivation, but most people don't buy that. What do you think?
Oh, I think it definitely is. And I think that, in the last 10 years, getting married and now having a niece that looks up to me just as she would look up to a father, that has definitely given me some perspective, especially on the longevity issue.
Because you want to live.
Absolutely.
Isn't it funny? You talk to people and they'll say stupid stuff like, I don't care. If I'm ready to die. I'm not afraid of going. If I have to die, I'll die. I'm not worried about it. Until they get a bad diagnosis.
Right.
That says, hey, you're going to die. And then like, oh, I don't want to die. All of a sudden, life is worth living. I want to fix myself. I'm going to get my... It's like, it's almost like, I wish I could start a business where I had a service where you pay me $5,000 and I bring you in, and in some sort of virtual reality environment, I create the illusion that you are dying. Because whenever you talk to somebody who's beaten death, they love life. They love everything. They look at their shoelaces and go, God, those are great shoelaces. You know, they look at everything that is meaningless to you before you have the potential of dying. And now they look at everything as wonderful, and I'm just so glad to be here. It would be great to be able to take people and like run them through a conveyor belt where they go in one end, not rejoicing and not being grateful. And come out the other end rejoicing and feeling grateful just by assimilating or what's the word I'm looking for? Not assimilating, but by creating the illusion that they are dying, and then they find out that they're not. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that would snap a lot of people into shape. I know somebody who was diagnosed with cancer and he thought he was going to die, and then he was cured, and now life is great for him. He's like, oh man, every day above ground is a blessing. Hey, that's a great way to live. We should live like that all the time. So is that going to be your motivation to stay on track, just to stay healthy and longevity? Is that going to be enough?
I think that is going to be a huge factor in it. To be honest with you, and I know that this sounds really presumptuous, I am really hoping that I can meet my physique and health and performance goals and go into helping other people with theirs. That is something that I would really like to see a major change in my life in my 40s, to where I really get motivated and get into helping other people with their diet and training and all that kind of stuff.
What about doing a competition? You know, they have this new class for men that's kind of like the bikini class for women.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about it? Have you heard about this?
No.
There's a new class in the bodybuilding competitions now. You know how they have fitness, figure, and bikini for women?
Right.
Well, apparently they're going to have bodybuilding, but then they're going to have like a new division for men that I think it's going to be called physique. And it's going to be the equivalent to bikini. So like the average guy who works out that looks really good in a pair of shorts on the beach would be able to step onto that stage and compete.
So the Marky Mark type.
Exactly. As you know, that's what my goal is, to look like Marky Mark on that bulletin board.
Hey, that's a great goal, bro.
I mean, he looked amazing back then. I mean, he really did. But, I'll have to get rid of some of the loose skin from when I was fat, but that's another issue. But, you know, I think that would be a realistic goal for you once you get to the 170, 180 range.
Sure. Well, one thing that I really would like to do, and I think that I can accomplish this within the next 3 years, I would really like to go become an RKC, go to the RKC training stuff.
And is that Pavel's organization?
Yeah, Pavel's kettlebell thing. I'm really into kettlebells. I just love them.
And so, like, what do you love about kettlebells? You just like how you feel when you work out with them, or?
I do like how I feel when I work out with them. I've always appreciated minimalist approaches to things,
uh-huh.
Whether it's a
Zen
guitar rig or a workout, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's just something very primal about kettlebells. And I feel like it's a very athletic movement. And one of the things that has been different about, Carl, about this period of training and exercising and getting in shape for me is that I haven't done any curls, okay?
Right.
I'm not doing curls. I'm not doing a whole lot of tricep press downs. I'm focusing on athletic movements. I'm focusing on deadlifts, on overhead squats, on kettlebell snatches, that type of thing.
Right.
And I am, for the first time in my entire life at 37, learning how to use my body as a unit.
Interesting.
And it's like a discovery, you know. It really is amazing. Because I tried to do an overhead squat 6 months ago, and it was just laughable. I mean, you talk about what would have made a great YouTube video. But now that I'm able to throw the bar up and hold it back there and do 5 reps of below parallel overhead squats, it's exciting.
Yeah, you're really starting to loosen up now. Your body is starting to respond well.
Right.
Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about this subject more. We're talking today with David Wilson about his personal journey, and we're going to have you back on. I'm going to keep checking. I'm going to help you. I plan on having you back on in this show sometime mid-2011.
And oh, wow.
I'm not going to let you get off track. You're going to be my experiment. How about that one?
Man, I'm excited about that.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fuck it. I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, I'm going to be at the Kentucky Muscle Show Saturday the 13th doing a live two-hour broadcast on behalf of VPX Sports Nutrition. Go to vpxsports.com. I believe that's where the show is going to be hosted. I'll let you know beginning of next week for sure where you can tune in, but it's going to be a lot of fun, two-hour show. My guest today is David Wilson. We're talking about his personal journey. Yeah, I'm going to have you back on the show in 2011. I'm planning to have you back on the end of first quarter. So you're going to have to keep the progress going. Otherwise, a lot of people are going to be let down here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I heard the True Protein ad, and I'll give a great plug for that. I love their products.
It's an amazing product.
Coconut is great.
Oh, is that your favorite too?
Absolutely.
Dude, man, it's like, first of all, unlike a lot of the other proteins I use, you can use a lot less water with True Protein because it doesn't have anything sludgy in it. So
yes.
I can take two scoops of TrueProtein.com, the chocolate coconut flavor, and put it in with probably about 6 to 7 ounces of water, stir it up, and it's so nice and light. It doesn't get thick on you.
Right.
And just down it.
It's great in a shaker bottle.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. It's a great product. Dante Trudell has an amazing product over there. I don't know if a lot of people... I can't believe it's a secret. I mean, a lot of people know about it, but maybe they haven't tried it. But it's well worth it. The prices are fantastic. And plus, if you go on superhumanradio.com, there's a coupon code there. It's SH Radio that you'll get 5% off on normal orders. And I think all orders over $100, you get 10% off. So it gets pretty decent. What's your favorite blend? Didn't you say you mixed something up from them that didn't taste good? It was your own concoction?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've been drinking it today. What I usually get from them, Carl, is a mixture of, let's see, micellar casein.
Right.
Whey
hydrolysate?
No. Yes, whey isolate, whey concentrate, and some creatine and all that.
But no flavor?
Yeah, that's with the chocolate coconut.
Okay.
But what I mixed up recently that tasted so bad was equal parts of creatine, leucine, glutamine, and tyrosine. And I'm fasting today. I'm taking one day a week and fasting.
Cool.
And just using using this mixture to try to, you know, not go really catabolic.
Right.
And so I'm fasting today, actually, and just to try to accelerate fat loss.
Sure. So how many times a day do you drink this concoction?
Basically, I just mix up 2 scoops of it, 30 grams of it, and just sip it all day long.
And does it keep you feeling fresh, revived, and alert?
Yes. The tyrosine definitely helps with that.
And as does the leucine, because leucine blocks the uptake of serotonin and may blunt fatigue, they show in the brain. So interesting. So you drink this throughout the day. How often have you been doing this now?
Actually, today is the first time I've actually done it with the True Protein product.
We'll call it David's concoction. How about that? So so it's creatine, leucine, tyrosine, and what else?
Glutamine.
And glutamine. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I actually do very, very well with fasting, which is one of the reasons why I know there's been some Facebook talk on your page about the Warrior Diet.
Right.
Looking forward to maybe something on that.
Why? Does he talk about fasting in the Warrior Diet?
Well, the Warrior Diet is basically a fast during the day. Not necessarily a water fast, which is how I've done it in the past. You are allowed to eat, but you undereat during the day and overeat at night.
Uh-huh.
But no, I actually can go through the day fasting and feel alert and very, actually quite aggressive, to be honest with you.
I fast pretty regularly, and when I do fast, that's how I fast. I just do a morning. I'll have my last meal, let's say, at 8 o'clock, and maybe I won't eat again until about 5 or 6 o'clock the next day.
Right.
So it's almost a full-day fast, but it's not quite a full-day fast. I'll do that once a week myself, just intuitively, and I feel so much better doing that. I just, you know, my body feels better.
Right. Well, and fortunately, there's some guys out there like Ori Hofmeckler, like Brad Pilon, that are really really studied this intermittent fasting stuff and are, you know, kind of breaking some bodybuilding ground. Because back in the day of, you know, Muscle Media 2000, when I was reading all that stuff, you know, that was when it was golden rule. You eat every 3 hours, no excuses.
Well, I've done shows. I don't know if you've heard them, but I did shows last year and the year before on fasting and exercising while fasted. And it show and the study showed that you don't get catabolic if you exercise while fasted, because the body becomes more efficient at recycling amino acid pools.
Right.
And so the muscles give up amino acids but immediately pull them back in again. So the whole idea that you become catabolic exercising while fasting is a lie. And I've done probably a half a dozen shows on the different values of periodic fasting, and it's really good to do. So that's cool. I definitely am going to do something on the Warrior Diet. I just found out about it. Alex, I don't want to butcher his last name. I want to say it's like Warcheski. He turned me on to that link this morning on my Facebook. And I am absolutely going to do something on the Warrior Diet because I'm interested in learning more about it. So, okay, so where do you go from here? So now it's just stick to your guns, do what you got to do, and keep on hustling. How about your wife? I know you're married. Is your wife, is she taking the journey with you? Does she need to take the journey with you? How's that working?
Yes and no. She has probably maybe a little bit of weight to lose. Not much.
Right.
Nothing at all like I am. But no, she is extremely supportive of me and is working out herself and has noticed that she feels much better, not on a whole lot of carbohydrates. And so our eating plans are very, very similar now, which is very, very beneficial for a married couple.
Absolutely.
But anyway, no, she's 100% on board and is having fun and very proud of me. She's been a real blessing. She's the kind of wife where, you know, my friends meet her and they're like, dude, how'd you get that?
So, that's pretty cool. That is cool. What do you think attracted her to you? Your sense of humor, your musical talents, what?
I think character. To be honest with you, earnestness is a character that I really, it's a character trait that I really value in other people.
Right, right.
And something I strive for.
Cool,
so,
cool.
I define earnestness as aggressive sincerity. So,
does she ever listen to Superhuman Radio?
Some, actually.
Certain shows that she likes that she'll tune in for?
Right, exactly. She doesn't do a whole lot of talk radio. She listens to a lot of news. But I have let her listen to a couple of shows that she's really, really enjoyed.
Cool. Is she eating raw yet?
That will never happen.
Have you tried any raw food eating yet?
That will never happen as long as I want to stay married.
I know. Miss X doesn't appreciate raw food eating, so I've had to alter my consumption away from her when I do want to eat raw. And I don't eat. And sometimes she'll say to me, "Did you eat that chopped meat raw?" And I'll say, "No, no." Just, you know, I haven't been eating raw at all, frankly, lately. My lifestyle just hasn't it hasn't been possible. But yeah, I guess, you know, some things you got to give up, some things you can stick with. As long as you're doing 80% of the stuff right, everything ought to work out.
Right.
Do you have anything you want to plug? You have any upcoming concerts that you're going to be doing with, what's the name of the band again?
Jibber Jabber.
Jibber Jabber. You're going to be doing
it after named after Mr. T with his "Quit Your Jibber Jabber."
Yeah, line. "Quit Your Jibber Jabber." Yeah, that's.
We wanted something that was kind of '80s iconic. So
I like that. I like that.
No, nothing current. Nothing at all. We do have, if you're in the Southwest Oklahoma area, we do have a great music education center at Phillips Music Education Center.
Phillips Music Education Center. Can people buy guitars over the internet or over the phone there?
Actually, we're about to have a brand new website where you will be able to purchase guitars on our website.
So it's called Phillips Music Center.
PhillipsMusic.com. Yeah.
PhillipsMusic.com. Very cool. Very cool. And then you had a studio at one time. You used to produce some stuff. I know you sent me something that you did for a radio show one time, right?
Oh, I still do. Yeah, I have produced 5 albums, and I do jingles and radio ads and things like that.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So you're a well-rounded guy. All right. Well, listen, David, I am absolutely having you back on we're gonna check in with you periodically, and I would hope that you're prepared for that because we're gonna be following your progress. I wanna be with you when you lose the last 100 pounds here.
Well, that's what we're at just about right now. So
okay,
I'm all excited.
Right. All right, very good. Listen, you have a great weekend. Okay.
Appreciate it, Carl.
And we'll see everybody Monday with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Let me think. What are we doing Monday? We've got a good show. Oh, we've got Chris Mason from At Large Nutrition. We're going to be talking about power bodybuilding, how to combine two hybrid styles so you can get not only stronger, but bigger. Tune in then. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.